Epigode.
Welcome back to Epigode, a show of random conversations by people with bigode. Sometimes educational, surprisingly insightful, but mostly random and tangential. Today is the season finale of Wet Bigode, and today we are going to discuss what are post-pandemic plans. Hooray!
Yay!
Yeah, I didn't think I would be able to record 10 episodes. Well, you were there for at least half of it. So how are you, Eric? How's the holidays? What did you do for Christmas?
Wow, okay. It's been good, I guess. I bought a lot of upgrades for my for my computer. I bought a new ukulele. I bought my mom a keyboard, and I'm planning on buying my dad an impact drill, I guess.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is what happens when you work more than one job. So you could say that it's a reward for myself.
All right.
Yeah, what about you? I know that usually we have this yearly tradition that you guys from out of town or outside of our home province would come home for the holidays. Yeah. But because of the pandemic and all that, we're not going to be able to really uphold that tradition. But anyway, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. Christmas was good. We were able to celebrate it in our own way. A bit sad that I couldn't go home. Obviously, certainly because of the pandemic, we can't really travel. But at least some of our friends were able to go back to our hometown, even though they had to stay for around 10 days in a makeshift quarantine center.
Yeah.
But at least some of us, we can partially do our yearly tradition, and I can just join online, whatever.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
I mean,
That makes sense.
I'll just, like, we can video it, whatever. Just talk, chat, whatever. As well as, I live close by to one of my close friends as well. So what we did was, we exchanged food, so to speak.
Oh, that was cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we made pancit molo, the best kind, and they gave us their own version of a samgyeopsal, the Korean meat.
Pre-cooked, right?
No, already cooked, because we already cooked them, okay. And then we treated and we ate. And they also,
that's nice.
Yeah, it was really fattening and also a bit not healthy. So in the last few days, I've been eating salads and whatnot.
Good for you. I mean, usually it's because the holidays, like, really the season for everyone to let loose and forget about the diet and just go crazy on eating sugar and fatty foods.
Yeah, I mean, just to make it feel a little bit more like Christmas for me, there were some traditions that we kind of made. For example, I've been watching those Christmas movies such as The Santa Claus and even Home Alone, and as well as buying Christmas ham. Before I knew it, I kind of wanted Christmas ham during Christmas time.
Okay. So, this is basically like the first Christmas where you really spent away from your family. You could say that it's a milestone as well.
Yeah, definitely is. A bit sad, but because of technology nowadays, we can always talk online, call our family. So it's never really that lonely, but you will actually miss. Well, because of the pandemic, you actually miss physical interactions with people.
Yeah.
So what about you? You're already home, so any Christmas traditions that you upheld or missed out on?
Well, actually had a bit of a medical scare, because my father kind of, you know, his ongoing condition. So we didn't really get to prepare that much for Christmas Eve. We did have roast duck. It's not my most favorite dish, because roast duck is very chewy.
Oily?
Yeah, it's very oily as well. But then we kind of went all out the next day. So we had valenciana, paella in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
We also had, you know, the ever-present spaghetti. We had jamonada. We had a lot of other things. I don't really want to get into it, but yeah. It's fascinating, though, because it's a bit of a funny story, is that on the 24th, I went to the city.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose for going there was actually to buy myself a monitor. Mm-hmm. Or not really buy myself a monitor, but more like I just wanted to check on the prices and stuff. And I was supposed to buy some groceries for the house, basically. So what I did was I arrived at the mall and went to this shop, because this music shop where they were selling guitars, keyboards, and stuff. So my first stop was at Pitch Perfect, and I was looking at this Roland keyboard because, as you know, my mom is learning how to play the piano. And her starter piano kind of just died on us. So I was going to look for a replacement. And, you know, as it as you know, as you do, the Roland piano was around, what, 60K at the cheapest?
Whoa.
So, okay, I went to a different store. And I was looking for another store. And I found this one. It was significantly cheaper. It was 29,000. It was still Roland. Unfortunately, it's the kind of keyboard that you can't really play on its own. You have to attach it to an amplifier or to speakers.
Ooh.
So it kind of like defeats the purpose, right?
Yeah.
Until suddenly this guy told me, okay, we have this one less well-known brand. Its original price is this. We'll give you a 15% discount. And I told my mom, okay, so here's the thing. I found a good keyboard for you. It's got a good brand. It's got a lot of inclusions, like a stand, a chair, a microphone, a headset, whatever. It's only going to be this amount. And she said, okay, sure, go ahead, buy it. And that kind of like opened the floodgates. I bought myself a lot of these other things as well. And I had to hire a taxi to bring me home, because I could not, in good conscience, bring all of those very expensive stuff with me via commute. So I'd probably get robbed. So that was my 24th. Got very tired, and recently I've just been chilling out, just, you know, enjoying life. Feeling cold. Yes.
Yeah. Surprisingly, the cold weather, I'm not sure from our hometown where you are, but surprisingly, the cold weather only arrived after the 25th.
It got cold around, I don't know, at the end of 20th, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Usually it starts at the start of December, but well, I don't know, global warming and all.
Yes, climate change.
Climate change. Maybe the pandemic has something to do with it.
Well, technically there was a positive impact, I guess, because of net carbon emissions are lower this year compared to previous years. But yeah, I understand.
That could be a positive as well.
Yeah, like, you know that meme, "And so the dolphins returned," you know, what happened in Venice? Because of the pandemic and there are so few people, the dolphins have returned. Nature is healing. Okay. But you do know, like, another positive, I guess, that's brought on by the pandemic. I guess what we can do right now is to kind of talk about the positive. I know everybody knows that the pandemic has really had a negative impact in our lives, has really disrupted, you know, our daily lives.
Yeah.
Our economic, you know, our incomes, and not everybody has had the privilege to enjoy the holidays because they're out of work, or, you know, somebody close to them died. But for you, like, what are the positive things that you think, you know, have been brought about by the pandemic? Like, what are the things that kind of made you realize that, oh, we can actually do this and stuff like that?
We are already doing it. Again, the pandemic has been one of my major influence to push me to create this podcast, because, yeah, we realize that life's too short. We gotta do what we want to do. It doesn't matter if nobody's listening. But I'm glad that somebody, to you listeners out there, that you are listening. And it makes me feel a bit warm knowing that somebody is listening to me, even if it's just my gibberish here talking. Well, a bit of a positive is you get to realize that you need to take care of yourself more. Again, I promote self-care to all of you out there, and be able to connect and talk to people online. Like with us, we were able to talk to a lot of people, a lot of our friends. Even though we suddenly invited them over this podcast, we were able to converse with them as well. What else? I'll mention something else if I get to it.
What about work? I know that there are some industries that really required your physical presence in the office or in the factory or wherever. But I'm hoping that the pandemic has also shown to employers that not everybody or, you know, working at the office does not necessarily mean that you're more productive, or having a fixed schedule means that you would be more productive. This is something that I personally have experienced, because thankfully I still got a job during the pandemic, and that it allowed, rather it required everybody to work from home when the lockdown started, and they implemented this globally. And, you know, it was a bit of an adjustment at first, because you don't really get to interact with people. Like, I'm kind of a social creature, and, you know, I talk to people, I interact with them at a daily basis, and it was a bit of a learning curve, a bit of an adjustment period for me. But in the end, I also found out that, hey, I can actually do this and, you know, make better use of my time, not necessarily having to maximize the 8 hours for work, but kind of like finding different ways of, say, you know, being more productive. And I feel that I have been more productive these past few months as compared to when I was in the office. And I hope that this is something that, you know, employers in the future will implement, where they will not really require their people to report to the office. You know, that there's this kind of trust that even if you don't report to the office, you would still be productive at the end of the day. I mean, that's another one.
For me, surprisingly, it's the total opposite. even though I'm a bit of a social creature as well, but at heart, I'm an introvert. The toll on me that I wasn't able to be able to talk to people, communicate with people with regards to work, even though I'm a developer at work, I just only need to be at a computer and code. I already knew it, but actually working from home because of the pandemic proved that I would be less productive. I mean, I did not really destroy my work ethics, but my output was really lacking, and I wasn't really proud of that.
Is it because of, like, if you were in the office, you would feel more accountable for your work?
That could be it. And at the same time, I don't know. It's more of, like, sometimes there's a switch. Work mode, rest mode, at home mode, something like that. And especially since there were times I had to work overtime, I couldn't really make myself. So I was work mode for a lot of the day until I eventually burnt out and I couldn't care. And I was like just being a lazy potato.
Right. I guess it helps that I got used to it, like in my previous company before the pandemic, where I would work almost everywhere because of the nature of my work. I have to answer queries or I have to send messages and all that. So I'm usually doing it mobile. And even when I'm at home, I'm still working. And because I guess I have that experience of working. Remember that time when I had 4 different jobs for 6 months?
Yeah.
That was hell.
Yeah, that could also be it. And at the same time, a bit of a knack on my company is just the pressures of work were a bit high, especially because in the start of the pandemic we lost work, so we had to slowly not really reduce the workforce, but they gave us leaves so that they don't have to pay us.
Gave you lower hours.
And when the holidays came and the pandemic slowly, well, not really slowly, but the works came in, we had to finish a lot of work in the limited time so that we can make up for our lost profits. I'm not sure. I don't see the numbers for the work.
Right. That makes sense. I mean, like in the beginning, we were so very optimistic at first about the projections about where this is going, because I know that, like, in the Philippines, the lockdown started in March. And
we were like, by June, this will be over.
Yeah, exactly. We already had, like, return to office plans for June. And somewhere in around May was when the lockdowns were kind of lifted. And I was allowed to go out. And what I would do is I would go to the city and look for an apartment. And I was so hopeful. It's like, yeah, this is come next week, come June, we're going to return to the normal. And then suddenly the office declares that, okay, return to office plan has been scrapped. Await further instructions, and, you know, all of my prospects for an apartment, all kind of, like, there were a lot of prospects, of really good prospects.
Well, but obviously, because everybody had to go home because of
the pandemic. then, you know, they just evaporated. And then I said, okay, maybe this is worse than we originally thought. Mm-hmm. And then fast forward to December and we're still here. We're still cooped up. I mean, we have relative freedom now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the threat of getting into contact with someone who's asymptomatic mm-hmm. or who's positive, spreading it to your relatives, to your yeah. family, or to whoever else, it's really kind of, yeah. like, I don't really actually enjoy going to the mall. Because there are so many people, especially the biggest mall here in our area, SM. Mm-hmm. It's always jam-packed with people. Why? I prefer going to Robinson's because there are fewer people.
Yeah.
But yeah, and you know, people are not being as diligent. Careful. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because I guess it's also because we mentioned this to my mom a few months ago, where there is a certain limit to everyone that, you know, you impose certain restrictions that, you know, impinge on mm-hmm. what they're used to. And they're going to be like, okay, we're going to follow this. But there is going to be a certain limit where, you know, their tolerance or endurance for mm-hmm. following these restrictions. And I said that I'm not sure if, because at the beginning, the Filipinos were very diligent with washing their hands, maintaining social distance. Even when the malls are allowed to open again, they still stayed at home, or they only went out to buy groceries, which was a good thing.
Yeah.
But then as the months went on, you know, people started to wear their masks around their chins, or wouldn't wear their face shields, wouldn't yeah. maintain social distancing, or even start washing their hands.
Oh my God.
Seriously, because I even saw the other day, people were lining up at a shoe store, I guess, but there was some sort of sale and there was literally no social distancing. And they were all talking and mingling, and they had masks, but it was down around their chin. They weren't really wearing it across their mouths, and they didn't even have the face shields, not even like on top of their head, wearing it like glasses or whatever. And it was really like shocking for me to see, like, okay, you guys really don't care about it. It's still there. We haven't really even proven if the vaccines work.
Yeah, I do hope the vaccines work, but there are like 4 types of vaccines. And I do hope that even if they're not being diligent with the precautions, that people would still wash their hands. It's a good habit even after.
Yeah.
And did you know, like, I've learned that there are 2 types of how a pandemic ends. First is the scientific end, wherein either we find a cure. Well, by definition, the scientific end is the disease can no longer spread. Be it because there's nobody left to spread it to, or we have a vaccine. And the other one is the social end, where socially the people no longer care because maybe they are hungry. Again, like we said, they missed on the social interactions. Do you think we're there yet?
On the social end? I mean, if the vaccines don't work, definitely people are going to start mingling and ignoring precautions. We already have people who, even at the onset of the pandemic, did not follow the restrictions.
Yeah.
What's going to happen is that either the vaccine works or a big enough number of people get infected or die that we essentially achieve herd immunity, which is, you know, ridiculous because I don't want people to die. Although you could argue that it's the natural order of things.
Yeah.
I just really hope that the vaccine works. I don't want to sound too pessimistic or cynical, but people are saying that by 2021, everybody's going to be safe, we're going to be fine, we're going to return to normal. But I would argue that there is really no returning to normal,
mm-hmm.
at least until 2025. Because historically speaking, vaccines take a long time to develop.
Yep.
And it also depends on the amount of funding that these institutions get when they're developing the vaccine. I'm not 100% sure just how much funding these scientists got to, you know, to isolate the proteins or the genes or whatever it is that they're doing. And I'm not sure about the clinical tests as well. Like, how sure are we that, you know, that the vaccine will allow us to fight against the virus
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, the virus doesn't mutate into a stronger... We already get reports, right? Like in the UK, that there's a new, stronger strain going around.
Oh, no.
And yeah, the WHO did say that the vaccines in the UK will still combat that new strain. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we don't really have definite proof of it.
Yeah, we can't be too sure, which is why I keep saying that we're not I'm not going to do anything reckless until 2025. And people keep laughing at me, saying that I'm too pessimistic or I'm being too conservative with my estimates. I'm like, no, that's the safest route, because there are a lot of factors still at play that are, you know, uncertain.
Mm-hmm. Well, people just need to care more about others. I mean, most of the time, people don't really care about themselves. So they go willy-nilly. But they need to realize that their actions will actually spread the virus to other people, not just themselves. So that should be also a concern of them. At the same time, prevention is better than cure, in a way that we need to be more safe when it comes to the vaccine and turning to back to more normal. I kind of don't agree with the 2025 predictions, but I do agree 2021 won't automatically make us go back to normal with the coming vaccine. We'll have to wait and see.
I mean, I would posit that there should be no coming back to normal, that we shouldn't suffocate our streets and roads with smoke belching vehicles. Yeah. We shouldn't.
Yeah, we should use these.
Expect people to. Yeah, I guess we have to evolve as well as a species culturally.
Use this as a learning experience. Wash your hands, people.
Wash your hands. Wear a mask if you're sick.
Yeah.
Maintain social distancing if you're sick. Yeah. And, you know, I hope that governments would also take
these kinds of scientists
seriously, because we've had all the warning signs and look what's happened. Mm-hmm. Gosh. And, you know, I'm saying 2025, that's just, you know, that's
the safest for me, estimate.
That's the safest estimate that I can
think of. We could probably by 2022, or if I were to make an estimate, gut feeling, 2023.
2023, somewhere in between.
Yeah, not too long, not too short as well.
And to think that 2020 was kind of like going to be our year, the year of changes.
Hindsight.
According to my horoscope that time, that 2020 was going to be the year of discovery and shit. And okay, it was discovery of a goddamn lockdown.
Maybe.
Thanks, horoscope.
Jeez. Maybe you discovered yourself.
Discovered myself. A self-discovery of how not to go crazy while you're staying at home. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess that makes sense. But yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to all of these new changes, right?
Yep.
But definitely, I guess you could say that there are some things that we miss about the pre-pandemic days.
Mm-hmm.
What is that for you? What are those things that you miss?
Obviously, we all miss the social interactions with our friends. Even just the basic going to a fast food chain to eat with them. It doesn't have to be like a food trip. It doesn't have to be like go to a beach or an event. Just a basic meeting with your friends, talking, laughing, all those inside jokes here and there. There are two things I kind of miss the most. One would be drinking coffee in a coffee shop. That's just taking out coffee, because in a way you're making your world go on pause while you just sit there, sip your coffee, talk with whoever you're with, talk about how's your day, how's your week, what's been good, what's coming up. Because by now we're just talking how's the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the same questions. And as a gamer, I'm not sure when I'll be able to go back to those computer cafes. From time to time, even if I already have a great computer at home, I miss that environment. I miss that feeling, hearing those cancerous kids at the back yelling, playing, being toxic. But that's where I grew up. That's a nostalgic feeling for me. I always try, like specifically last year before I went home. One of the things I did was go to a computer shop. Well, one of the reasons why as well is I didn't have a computer at home in the province and our internet was shitty as well. But that's also a thing. And surprisingly, while I don't really miss traffic, I do miss the commute.
Mm.
It's like your loading screen from home to work.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even the office I miss going to a place to work. Let's just wake up, open the computer, work. That was really a big no-no for me, because I wanted my computer to be just a stress reliever for me, mm-hmm. for fun. Making it a place for work also made me not want to look at my computer. Yeah, those like things that I miss the most. What about you, man?
I definitely am with you on the commute. not the traffic so much as kind of like that chance to, whether you're going to or from work, the chance to kind of like unwind, unload your brain a bit, mm-hmm. kind of like debriefing yourself on what's happened or what's going to happen and so on and so forth. Like I mentioned in a previous episode, commuting for me was the perfect opportunity to write stuff because I wasn't as busy mentally, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely I miss commuting, especially since I do it almost every 2 weeks now, just to go out to buy groceries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I miss, I don't really miss going to the city or going to the office per se, but I do miss this freedom of movement. You know, knowing that you can make decisions, you can choose to travel, to choose to go to the mall, meet with your friends and stuff like that without worry. That's what I really miss, which is, you know, just being able to move freely. Because right now, you really have to consider, like, is there going to be a lockdown? Is there going to be a quarantine? You also have to be very conscientious that, did the people that I interact with, are they safe? Did they interact with people who were asymptomatic or maybe even symptomatic? Stuff like that. Because
mm-hmm.
for me right now, traveling is kind of stressful, especially if you're surrounded by people who are no longer being conscientious with making sure that they're safe and the people that they're around are safe as well. Like, that kind of restriction has really put a damper on mood. I'm not really that much of a traveler because A,
mm-hmm.
I have a lot of work. I always overwork myself. And B, I don't have the finances to really, you know, the financial freedom to travel around. But just the fact that you can, that you are able to. Right now, we're restricted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and even though I'm not really someone who travels a lot, just the fact that I can't do it now, that's what I miss. Like, I miss being able to travel, even though I don't really travel.
It's more of we just miss the freedom. We miss the option, the choice to be able to do that without worry. Yeah. So if and when the pandemic ends, what are you going to do first?
I had a trip to Palawan scheduled for, when was that? I think that was May. No, that was September, sorry. Yeah.
I thought the May one was you visiting us.
Yeah, we also had that planned, right?
Yeah, right.
May, I was going to your area, I was going to Manila.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also had a plan, I was going to go to Palawan with a different friend group.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also Dinagyang this coming January. So we kind of have this new tradition that we established with my workmates.
Mm-hmm.
So if ever we do return, everybody's vaccinated and the vaccines are working as intended,
mm-hmm.
then probably the first thing that I would do is to hang out with all of these people. Go drinking, probably stay at a remote farm and then just drink until morning, pass out.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that it's definitely not going to be until morning for me, because a couple sips of whiskey already makes me tipsy, so I'm not looking forward to that. But still, you know, the fact that just being around people and being able to touch people, you know, that's something I'm definitely going to be looking forward to. Mingling, definitely overnight stays,
mm-hmm.
that's one. Going to a bar and just, you know, shooting the shit or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Probably expose yourself to a lot of secondhand smoke. Because, you know, as you do when you go to bars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, probably going nightlife, I guess.
Probably.
Some semblance of that, yeah.
Well, for me, it's as well as that. We do miss our friends. Definitely, I'll make some plans. Even if there's any, even a legit plan, just go to a Jollibee, eat a burger, meet up with friends, as well as I miss going to coffee shops. So going to a late night coffee shop as well, drinking coffee and way past midnight, hanging out, just going here and there, walking place to place, being stuck in traffic. But I won't do mingling. Again, I'm an introvert, so I don't really do that. Most definitely, I would really want to go to a beach. I'm not a beach person per se, but if I were to think back in my life, I kind of do it yearly. So previously we had plans to go to a beach somewhere. Was that in Cebu? Forgot. Something like that.
Yeah, we were supposed to go on a road trip as well.
Yeah.
We were supposed to plan it last May.
shit happens. But we'll definitely do it. Be it 2023, 2025, maybe in some other country.
I am so ready. My passport is ready. Take me with you.
Actually, I think my passport will be expiring soon.
Oh my gosh.
But hopefully I was able to process some documents. Hopefully I'll be still able to process that renewal of my passport. And as well as most definitely, I want to go back home, even for just a couple of weeks, maybe a week only, because I can't stand without my good computer and good internet. If the pandemic suddenly disappeared tomorrow, I'll just probably be outside. Wait, not tomorrow, because it'll be cold. I don't like the cold. So, yeah, I'll just go outside without face shield, without face mask. Just walk, just look at people. I do like to sit at parks and look at people as well.
People watching?
People watching. Well, I call it bird watching, but I'm only watching people. Yeah, you do miss those mundane tasks, just having no care in the world because of having a pandemic hovering over you. You just feel that unnecessary pressure.
Yeah, because this pandemic is kind of like the sword of Damocles, you could say. Right? It's just hanging, looming over you.
Yeah.
It's at any moment it could fall on your neck and then you'd be dead. Or you could spread it to people who are immunocompromised or who are vulnerable. And no, definitely not. I know that there are some people who are taking, especially with the more relaxed quarantine procedures, there are people who are going back into biking again.
Oh no.
Biking in Iloilo specifically is enjoying some sort of renaissance or a resurgence. I'm seeing a lot of bikers or biker groups, you know, just biking around, which is good. Because there was a time where it actually kind of declined, but then because of the pandemic, everybody's, you know, pursuing biking again.
Mm-hmm.
But for me personally, I'm like, you're still exposing yourself to like different people. You're not really sure where these people came from, who they've interacted with. The risk is still there. So even though I've had people say that, hey, you want to go ride with us?
No.
I'm like, no thanks. Also, I'm enjoying my newfound whiteness. I've kind of returned to my natural pale yellow color. To those who don't know me, dear listeners, I'm very pale, very yellow white kind of color. And I just got brown because I do a lot of outdoor activities. Mm-hmm. But because of the pandemic, I'm slowly returning to...
Think of those K-pop stars.
Yeah, kind of. I hate you so much. I walked into that. Okay. Yes, yes. The typical white, whitish, milk white Asian stereotype. Not Korean, damn it. Like Asian.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I miss those jokes. So we brought up some of those, the positives that the pandemic brought. How about for you personally? Did you have any positive from this pandemic?
I don't know. I wouldn't really say it's a positive because everything else has been a consequence of me working two jobs, like all the material stuff. Positives. I don't know. I guess it's spending more time with my parents.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Because I am staying at their house, so I can see them every day, and I kind of like remember why I went to live in the city in the first place. Sorry, Mom, I love you. But yeah, I guess it's one positive is, you know, to spend time with my family.
Mm-hmm.
They are getting on in years, and I guess it's accepting the fact that our days together are numbered. Wow, that is so morbid, but yeah, positive thing.
You're able to save more money.
Yeah. That is exactly it. I did buy all of these expensive stuff, but still I was able to save money. Does that make sense? Because I'm not spending a lot on transport, on food, and on rent.
Beer.
On beer, yeah.
Yeah, that could be a positive.
On prophylactics, I'm joking. So I guess I can save. Yeah, that's definitely it. That's another positive for sure. Yeah, that's definitely the saving.
Yeah.
What about you? Anything positive?
For me personally, I was able to achieve one of my long-time goals in Dota. I was able to advance a rank, even if it's just a small advancement.
Congratulations.
Well, it's because I had more time to play, was able to play daily. You need to actually play daily to be good at something. You need to actually do it daily. What else? Definitely the saving of money, and definitely because I was able to save money, I was also able to resign from work. Not sure yet if that's a positive. Most definitely for me, it was a bit of a relief, so for now it's a positive. But gotta get back to that. Gotta find work by next year, I guess.
Well, as Obi-Wan Kenobi would say, you know, it, from a certain point of view, it can be a positive. You know, like knowing what you went through at that place, it's a positive.
It's a positive. Not total negative as well.
Yeah, mental health and well-being definitely should be a priority.
So Christmas has ended and the new year is looming. Do you have any expectations for the new year? Do you already have your New Year's resolution?
Funny that you would bring that up. But yeah, I do have a New Year's resolution ready. I'm using SMART method, a SMART framework to plan out my resolution. I'm actually kind of going to treat my resolution as kind of like a project. So I do timelines of Gantt charts and objectives and key results. So I'm also combining SMART and OKR methodology to kind of set realistic goals for 2021. It remains to be seen if I'm going to be able to implement them, but hopefully by taking micro steps, I'll be able to achieve some results at least by the end of the second quarter. I'm sorry, because like this is, you know, the corporate lingo has gotten to me. So yeah. What about for you guys? I know that we can't really enjoy fireworks because A, it's illegal now. B, not really sure you're going to be able to buy fireworks, or that if it's even worth it, because, you know. But yeah, what about for you? Because I know that in a couple of days, I'll be meeting up with a few of our friend group, the ones who were able to come home. So we're probably just going to spend the day
chatting,
walking around a mall for some reason. I'm not really sure why that's going to be our activity, but I guess to revisit college days where we just walked around in a mall. I don't really understand, but whatever. We'll see how it goes.
I don't know. I guess you can also grab a coffee.
That is the plan.
Well, for me, most definitely, we're going to continue Wet Bigore Season 2 next year. Be ready for it.
Season 2, baby! Yes, I am ready.
Yes. Well, expect the worst, guys. Expect.
It's going to be bigger. Yeah. Meaner. Joke.
Balder.
Balder. Hairier. It's going to be wetter.
As well as looking forward to new workplace, more opportunities. And the way I plan my New Year's resolution is I just list down the things that I want to do, like make a podcast, read 10 books. I mean, read a book monthly, I guess. And I would really like to go back to a gym workout, but I don't think that's happening anytime soon, even with the vaccine. Well, we've been doing some home decor. We've added new shelves. We're going to DIY some stuff, a bed frame. It's a very adult thing and it's quite enjoyable. I don't know why. I'm really planning to upgrade my computer, mostly adding a new monitor. And let's see. That's the immediate plan. Just roll with the punches, if you will. Just see what happens. Maybe the pandemic will really end next year and more opportunities will open up for us as well.
Yep. So I guess since this is the last episode for 2020, I guess we can say let's toast to a more fruitful 2021, less stressful and less disease ridden, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's hope the vaccine does work.
All right. Can't believe we actually did it.
Yay. Congratulations to us. And to the listeners out there, thank you very much for sticking with us. We haven't really been very regular with our update schedule. We're sorry for that. But, you know, real life came up and we've had to make sure that we took care of those first. So hopefully by season two, we'd be more regular. We'd have a more regular schedule of uploads and you're more consistent with that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, thank you very much, everyone, for listening to our small podcast. Any words you want to say to our listeners?
Thank you for listening to Wet Bigore. I'm really happy that you enjoyed the ride as well as we did. So with that, Eric.
Thanks for listening to Wet Bigote, a show of random conversations by people with bigote. If you enjoyed this episode and don't want to miss out, follow us on Spotify. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Wet Bigote. Tell your friends about us and share the love. We appreciate the support. You can find the full list of episodes on www.bit.ly/wetbigote, and you can also send us your feedback by going to bit.ly/wetbigotefeedback. Until next time,
the end is nigh. Cheers.
Cheers.